With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration strikes on Venezuela and capture of President Nicolas Maduro this weekend represent a major victory for foreign policy hawks in Mr. Trump's cabinet.
They include Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth, who have advocated for an increase in pressure against Venezuela over the last few months in the name of ousting a leader they described as an authoritarian drug trafficker. It remains to be seen if those advocating regime change in Venezuela will get what they want. A handpicked ally of Maduro, Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, is currently running the country, and it's unclear whether a democratic transition will ultimately materialize. Mr. Trump said the U.S. would run the country in the interim. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Millions of Americans are facing higher health care costs with the arrival of 2026, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Democrats forced a six-week government shutdown over the expiring Obamacare tax credits, but the clash with President Trump and Republicans did not result in any changes. Congress offered no fix before the New Year's Day deadline for the subsidies, which were enacted during the pandemic. On average, the more than 20 million subsidized enrollees in the Affordable Care Act program are seeing their premium costs rise by 114%, according to an analysis by the healthcare research nonprofit KFF. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Swiss authorities say they've opened an investigation into the managers of the bar where a fire at a New Year's party left 40 people dead. A prosecutor says they are suspected of involuntary homicide and involuntary bodily harm. Tesla has lost its crown as the world's best-selling electric vehicle maker as a customer revolt over Elon Musk's politics, expiring U.S. tax breaks for buyers, and other things brought down their overall sales. This is SRN News. British conservatives are calling for a human rights activist to be stripped of his citizenship over past social media posts containing anti-Semitic language. The leaders of the conservative and reform parties also want Ala Abda El Fattah deported following the discovery of the tweets. The activist has apologized for the posts while also claiming they were taken out of context. Critics say Abda El Fattah used social media to urge violence against Jews and other Zionists. Reform Party leader Nigel Farage described the tweets as abhorrent. Christianity got its start in the Middle East, but according to a new report, the numbers of believers in the region continues to ebb. The Pew Research Center finds that 3% of the population of the Middle East in and North Africa is Christian now, down from 3.3% in 2010. A century ago, the Christian population stood at 13%. Persecution is a primary driver of the decline. This is SRN News. A close call for a cold dog.
Firefighters in Rhode Island have rescued a yellow Labrador named Phoenix on New Year's Day after the poor little pup fell through an ice-covered pond. As the dog was struggling in the icy water, first responders donned ice rescue units to save him, and then both Phoenix and the rescue team were safely brought back to shore. Fire department declared it a very successful first call of 2026. Jason Walker reporting.
The road to the Super Bowl in the NFC goes through Seattle. The NFC South champion will be decided by two teams that aren't in the race for the division title either. The Seahawks secured the number one seed and won the NFC West with a 13-3 win over the Niners yesterday. The Niners will now be either the 5 or 6 seed. We still don't know exactly who is going to be coming out of the NFC South. This is SRN News.